Getting comfortable in finding your voice and writing analytically can be a challenging process. Luckily, there are resources in place beyond this tutorial to support you in this process if you feel that you need additional help in writing your analytic papers. Many colleges and universities provide peer tutors or other supports for academic writing, both in person and online. We strongly recommend visiting your institution's writing center and following up with an appointment for one-on-one assistance. Such services can provide extremely helpful personalized assistance at every stage of the reading and writing process. You should feel no shame or self-consciousness about using these services. Analytic reading and writing are hard, no matter how well-educated, smart, or conscientious you are. As someone who has written dozens of articles and a few books, I can attest that I still find writing difficult. I have a writing group with whom I share drafts of my work, often multiple times for a single paper, and I wrestle constantly with how to make a clear and compelling argument that is interesting, well-supported, and worth reading. I also still use the reading techniques we previewed in the first two modules. The Harvard Graduate School of Education, or HUGSE, where I teach, also has an online tutorial about principles of paraphrasing, which provides guidance about how to avoid inadvertent plagiarism through incorrect paraphrasing. If you are in a class or department that uses APA-style citations, we also highly recommend HUGSE's online tutorial, APA Exposed. Both of these tutorials are publicly available. You do not need to be a Harvard student to access them. Just as I still participate in a writing group, and expect to do so throughout my career as a scholar, we also strongly encourage you to take advantage of the opportunity to work with peers in the class who may be more familiar with your topic. One of the best ways to improve as an analytic reader and writer is to form a reading, study, or writing group at the beginning of the semester. Get together with 1 to 4 other students in your class and set aside about an hour each week in which you can meet and discuss the readings, and later the writing assignments. When you are at the writing stage, find a partner with whom you can brainstorm ideas and swap outlines and drafts. Your work needs to be your own, of course, but peers can be invaluable sources of support, critique, and guidance. Finally, don't hesitate to ask your teaching fellow or professor for help. We are here to teach you and welcome appointments to help you further master analytic reading and writing techniques. Please feel free to contact us at any stage of the reading and writing process. Don't suffer in silence. If you need help, ask your professor or your teaching assistant for it.